episode 124, Kick the Blues to the Curb.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy day, ladies! How are you doing? It is a gorgeous day, and it is your time to kick the blues to the curb. Okay, so if you're not feeling bluesy, that's okay. You still want to listen in because you can always gain hope, right? And we're going to give it today. I promise you that, all right? I'm so excited you're here, and we are just literally going to jump right on in because I don't know about you, but May is flying by. I'm blinking, and I'm like, oh my goodness, do you know what's around the corner? Do you really know? It's your day. It's called Mother's Day. Woohoo! Mother's Day. Of course, I'm one who says that every day is Mother's Day, but Mother's Day is around the corner. And I know that sometimes for us moms, it's a great time of reflection and looking at our children going, what can we do more for them? And I just love that about moms always, always serving her children. Ooh, gives me goosebumps. Okay, but we have to deal with some stuff here, okay? And this is real stuff, all right? Blues, okay? In life, you know, there are ups and downs. I mean, they just are. In fact, you may be experiencing some blues right now, okay? Now, blues music, as you know, I love music. Blues music may be absolutely fantastic. You may enjoy listening to it, but in your life, the blues can really slow you down. They can bring you to a screeching halt, and sometimes it goes on and on and on. And we've talked about that a little bit, that if it persists over a longer period of time, we're talking months upon months, and what you're feeling, you do need to go out, and I would truly, truly recommend that you go out and you seek assistance from a medical professional, okay, to see, because that is important. However, there are some things that we just get kind of the blues or the bluesies in life. And so it doesn't matter how you look at blues. It may be hormone related, right? It may be you didn't get enough sleep. Oh my gosh, lack of energy, okay? Maybe you just don't have it in you. You have been going nonstop for 2.5 weeks and you have nothing else to give. Maybe it's a failure in your life. Maybe you wanted to reach a goal or something within your job, whatever it may be, and you didn't get what you actually wanted to get. So to you, that was a failure. Frustration. You know, it's amazing how the blues can come upon us, and it can be quickly just like a tornado, literally. Watching the news, how the weather patterns have been changing lately with the seasons. And I mean, there are tornadoes that have, you know, people have been watching them from the sky, and it's amazing. The blues can come in just like a tornado and come out and go like, bleh. And you just kind of feel like all wobbly and you don't know what came over you. And you're like, why do I feel this way, right? You ask yourself, why me? What is it? How can I get rid of this stuff? You know, but really the blues does play a part in our life, unfortunately, okay? Because life happens. But you know what? You can get through it and you don't have to let the blues eat you alive. Because I know a lot of the times we're like, oh, if I just don't get rid of this, I don't know. And you find yourself, you know, you're short-tempered more when you're kind of in the blues, right? You don't want to be bothered, yet you have to be bothered because you're still taking care of not only yourself, but other people in your life. So it gets very complicated. So how do you stop it? How do you kick the blues to the curb? Well, guess what? I'm so glad you asked because we've got an amazing system here. Are you ready for this? You lead with gratitude. That's it. Lead with gratitude is your huge kiss. Now, this is going to actually, I'm going to break it down for you into 5 specific areas, okay? It's all about ask, give, act, play, and exhale. Whew, did you get all that? I'm going to say it again. Ask, give, act, play, exhale. I know you didn't get it all. That's why it's going to be in the show notes for you, and you can take a look, but we're going to talk about it, okay? You're going to lead with gratitude. That's how you kick the blues to the curb. This is how you do it. Number one, ask for help. Ask. Get on your knees and pray. Okay? Whoever you pray to, whatever your religious beliefs are, get on your knees and pray. I do. That's when I actually cry out. And I say, Lord, thank you so much. And thank you for the blessings, even these blues that I'm feeling. Help me to get over them. Help me to realize what am I doing that's stirring these up. Reveal that to me. And thank you for doing that. Ask for help. Number two, give. Give gratitude, right? Give gratitude. Thank the ones who love and support you. Okay, so it may be your spouse, maybe your partner, maybe your child actually is your biggest supporter. If you're a single mom, your child may be it for you. That's awesome. It may be your mom, could be your grandma. Okay, give gratitude. Thank the ones who love and support you. Okay, now if you're sitting there kind of in a state of, I don't know that anybody really supports me, guess what? I do. I support you. So you can send me a little thank you note, okay? And I am, and I would love to hear from you. You know I would. And so deep down, yes, I do support you in what you're doing and your journey that you're on. So you do always have at least one person. But I know what it's like, I truly do, where we just kind of get ourselves in this little box going, I don't feel like anybody supports me. Okay, but know that you do have someone, and it's me, okay? And I love you. So number one, ask. Number two, give gratitude. Number three, act. Act on something new. Ooh, that's different. Now, what I mean by that is I want you to do something that you've been putting off for a while, okay? Maybe it's clean out that closet. Finish the job, okay? Maybe you started it, but you never finished it. Get it done. Maybe it's, oh, you know, I really want to read this book. I've had this book for 5 months sitting here on my nightstand, and I haven't read it. Guess what? Pick it up and start reading it. That doesn't mean you have to read 3 chapters. If you get 2 pages done, whoop, whoop, yeah, that's fantastic. So act on something new, something that you've been putting off for a while, something that you've wanted to do. It may or may not be directly related to you, okay? But it's all about, it has some relation to you, and it would also have a relation to the ones that you love, okay? We usually aren't doing things that we don't want to do if there isn't some reward, some gratification there, right? Lead with gratitude, remember? That's the whole kiss, okay? All right, so we've got number one, ask for help. Number two, give gratitude. Number three, act on something new. Number four, one of my favorites, play and dance, okay? Play and dance. Listen to uplifting music. Seriously, stop turning on the crappy, oh, did I say that out loud? The horrible, yucky stuff that's on. Turn off the news. It's depressing enough, and turn on some music. Okay, my daughter gets up in the morning and she turns on, oh my goodness gracious. I'll think of it in a minute. I think it's Mandisa's. It's a good morning. Wake up to a brand new day. Anyway, I'll have to put that in the show notes for you. But it's very uplifting, and it's just kind of, it gets your blood moving. And that's her alarm clock. That's what, you know, she doesn't have this that goes off. It's the song that goes off. So I'm serious. Play and dance, okay? When you have to do your domestic beauties, and what are those domestic beauties? You know what they are. That's our housework. That's the stuff we don't want to do. But we call it domestic beauties because it makes us feel good, right? Okay, because you're royalty. You're a princess to a king. How awesome is that? So you got to sound regal, right? Yes, you do. So therefore, you have domestic beauties, and that's what you're going to get done. So when you're doing those, put on some major, you know, uplifting, jamming music. Whatever your playlist is, play it loud, okay, and have fun with it. Play and dance. And number five, are you ready? Number five is exhale. This is a huge one. We usually can get through one and two. Three, there's usually an excuse when we have to act. 4, we're too tired to, so we don't even play. And 5, we never reach it. And that's exhale. Literally, we forget to stop and smell the roses. I want you to go out and I want you to take a walk. Literally, physically, I want you to go for a walk. Outside, preferably, assuming the weather is safe for you to go out and it's nice outside. Even if it's windy, that's great. Doesn't have to be a long walk. It could be 10 minutes, okay? I want you to go out and I want you to remember to exhale. I want you to take in the scenery, what's around you. Look at the birds. Look at the things that are in bloom, okay? Be aware of the surroundings and remember to exhale. A lot of us are breathing in and in and in and in, and what happens is we get all this air that's caught up within ourselves, and that's causing unnecessary stress. And I literally mean physically, for real, literally, we have too much because we're not releasing it. And that release is huge. Now, I want you to see this, okay? I told you to lead with gratitude, right? Lead with gratitude. Ask, give, act, play, exhale. When you take the first letter of each of those, do you know what it spells? I'm just going to tell you. Agape. You see, you are love. And you are so loved. Okay? And so when you give gratitude, you lead with gratitude. What you get in return is agape. You get amazing love, all right? And so that's how I want you to kick the blues to the curb. You're going to lead with gratitude, and you're going to go out, and you're going to do agape. Ask, give, act, play, and exhale. I love you so very much. Whatever you're feeling, if you need to reach out, please do. You know I'm here. Go to createyournow.com. You can drop me a message there. I would love to absolutely serve you and to know what's going on in your life so I know how to pray and serve you, okay? Seriously, I mean it from the bottom of my heart. I want you to go out and I want you to have an amazing day. Take those blues of yours and what? Kick the blues to the curb. It's gone, right? That's right. And guess what? And so are we. It has been so nice chatting with you. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.